Like him or not, even at this early stage, Hitler was an outstanding leader, with clear intentions and enormous potential. Firm, committed members, support, and funding was growing rapidly for the Nazi Party, and as we have seen, his enemies had already been taking strong actions to quash him. Anyone seeking to build or sustain political power in a fomenting post-war Germany had to take Hitler into account, either in terms of quashing him, defending against him, or perhaps, if all else failed, use him to their advantage. Although the evidence at this point is purely circumstantial, it is now time to consider the core theme of this film, that Russian communists had early on identified and selected Hitler as a very interesting candidate among many Germans for indirect and direct support, protection, networking with powerful contacts, and political promotion. Obviously, German Bolshevik leaders would also have been considered, but as we shall see soon, they may not have been the preference of the Russians. But the Russians would also have had several alternative plans to run simultaneously to gain control of Germany. In fact, my first crazy hunch of the core theme was a combination of a biography on Joseph Stalin, followed by confirmation from a biography of Mao Zedong, both claiming a far earlier and greater role of the Russians in the support, protection, networking with powerful contacts, and political promotion of Mao by Stalin than I have ever read. Mao had many personality problems, many of which were likely precisely the strengths that Joseph Stalin was looking for. There could be no guarantee of ultimate control over China's leader, so it was important to have the right type of character in place for the future of world communism. So let's take a closer look at Adolf Hitler to see if he was the right type of independent leader with the right objectives and dispositions to suit Russia's intentions for Germany. Keep in mind as we are doing so that the communists were clear about their aspirations for world domination through conflict and were organized internationally to pursue that goal.